Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, 28,000 mental health patients in Alabama are looking for a new place to get care this week. Alabama Psychiatric Services says it will shut down its statewide operation by Friday. The group says it was forced to close because of lower reimbursements from insurance. And this is another blow to a system that was already struggling. State funding for mental health services was cut 36% from 2009 to 2012. And later this year, a state-run mental health hospital will also close. Wanda Laird is executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness for Alabama. She joins us from Montgomery. Wanda, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So with hardly a week's notice here, Alabama Psychiatric Services says it's closing. What does this mean for the patients that it served?
Everybody is still in a state of shock. They're scared. They're panicking. They're not knowing what to do, and that's why our phone lines have been tied up since this news came out last Thursday.
Well, how worried are you that they'll get the care they need?
Well, we are very worried. Needless to say, but we're just going to keep plugging away and doing what we can. And again, just like the physicians and other agencies that are expanding their services in order to help during this transitional phase.
Hmm. And the company here said that this is about the way that reimbursements are structured with the insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield. There are those that blame it on changes that have taken place because of the Affordable Care Act. Where are we with this? What's going on with health insurance reimbursements that has supposedly led to this closure?
Well, we are still learning that ourselves, because Blue Cross also feels that this was brought on by the Affordable Care Act, by mental health parity laws, and certainly the ever-increasing demand that all of us have for higher quality health care, and certainly now at a lower cost to the individuals. So we're just all still questioning this situation to see where it's actually going to go.
And this isn't the only news here. Alabama also dealing with the fact that the North Alabama Regional Hospital, a state-run mental health facility, is shutting down. Funding for mental health in the state budget has been cut as well. How are services that are getting cut going to be filled in?
What the mental health center there is doing is they have located beds elsewhere. They are also putting funds into crisis units in order to fill that gap, because people feel that individuals will receive better treatment through the community. They certainly had no choice but to close that hospital.
This, to me, seems like part of a bigger problem. We've seen lots of changes in the healthcare industry. Many mental health providers these days don't even take insurance. What is the solution to this bigger issue?
Well, unfortunately for Alabama, we are not choosing at this point to expand Medicaid, and I think that's what's going to have to happen to ensure more services are covered.
Are the providers themselves worried about this? I mean, I'm sure they want to be treating people.
Certainly they are. But again, they're doing their very best to take on as many patients as possible. Especially right now during this transitional phase and trying to put things into place to help these individuals.
If people in Alabama don't get the mental health services that they need, what could potentially happen?
I would have to say that we're probably going to see more people being sent to prison, to jail, because there are so many people that if they just get off of their med for a period of time, they might commit a crime. So we need more mental health courts to ensure that they are receiving the services that they need and the type of treatment that they deserve. So what we as a nonprofit organization are doing, we are just trying to provide as many support groups for individuals living with a brain disorder in the communities, as well as support groups for family members of individuals with a mental illness. So our goal is to educate, advocate, and support individuals living with mental illness and their families.
Wanda Laird is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness for Alabama. Wanda, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.